Talk back Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Heading back to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. We welcome back to the program Tom Knutson with our Knutson's Outdoor Report. Hey, Tom, how are things out in beautiful Brooklyn?
Going great, Mark. It's a beautiful day, sunny, maybe just a tad breezy, but not too bad.
Yeah, it has been a tad breezy, but, I mean, if that's all that we have to worry about, it's so nice. Just loving the sun and being able to get outside and get some stuff done, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you feel better when you see that sunshine, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So, well, let's start off by talking fishing. You know, last week we had the opening day of bass season, and I've been seeing pictures on Facebook. I've been talking with my friends. I mean, people are getting fish locally right now, Tom.
Well, yeah, I'm looking right now out the window, and cottonwood is flying. And if cottonwood is flying, bluegills are on the bed.
Ah, okay.
And that's kind of an old trick, and that's the case. They've been hitting bluegills hard all week. A lot of guys have been going out for their annual bluegill harvest and, you know, fill their freezers. You know, for the next run until you get to ice fishing. There's a group of guys who will catch them in the wintertime, and they'll run out of their fish, and then they'll go out and catch them on the beds, and that'll take them back to wintertime.
Okay, so yeah. Now, what's your preference as far as catching the bluegills? Wax worm? Do you prefer just the regular worms? What? For you, Tom, what works best?
Lately, because of the quality of wax worms, I'd probably take. I'd be more apt to use panfish worm, panfish worm. Yep, yeah. Or a baby crawler, one of those two things, and drag it across the bed, put a little sinker on it, and just kind of drag a hook across the bed, and that seems to work very well for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, when they're on the beds, they get in that frenzy. They'll hit pretty much anything, but so the quality of the wax worms, what's that mean? Has it just been down then?
Oh, there's just been some issues it's been the last few years, but it really seems to be a big issue right now. So
okay.
Quality's there. You're going to have a hard time finding them, period.
Okay.
It's just been a big problem for quite a while, and we're, nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. It's an industry-wide problem, and, whenever we need them, we never can get them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
The volumes that we need. So,
all right.
It is what it is. That's why maggots, like in the wintertime, have become more and more popular. I mean, we also sell a lot of maggots this time of year for guys bluegill fishing.
Okay. But worms is Tom's choice, and what I love about the Knutson's brand. I was even down last Saturday, and I did a quick little thing down at Devil's Lake, and I was right across the street from Rob's Rentals, and first thing I noticed was they had their Knutson's bait sign.
Yeah.
You know, they're everywhere. You look at that orange sign, it's everywhere, Tom.
Well, we work hard at taking care of our local customers and making it easy for them to get bait, so we have a lot of partners out there that we sell to, so it works really well that we're close by, and we make sure that they're good and stocked.
All right, and if you need those other supplies for when the bluegills are on the beds, I mean slip bobbers, sinkers, the smaller hooks, whichever. You know, one of the things that Jamie turned me on to, and I never thought about it before, he told me to set up my rig with a small treble hook for the bluegill, and that increased the hooks that I got.
Well, that does good. We sell a tremendous amount of ice fishing jigs this time of year.
Okay.
For the same thing. That way, you're not waiting the line. You're waiting the hook is weighted. So that helps quite a bit.
Right.
For a lot of guys. So, there's many different ways of going about it. Some guys will bobber. Some guys will just drag through. It all depends on the person.
There it is.
And you know what? It's really not that hard. It's just a matter of just getting out there and doing.
Exactly. Exactly. Because when they're hitting. And it's
right, right.
It's a magical
for the next
moment.
2 weeks, it's going to be very easy to catch bluegills and good-sized fish. And then they'll head deep. Once that water gets warm, then they'll head out to their summer grounds, and then it's going to be a lot harder.
Right. Gotcha. All right. Anything else going on, Tom, that's happening with Knutson's that our listeners need to be aware of?
Well, you know, if you want to go to Lake Erie, now would be a great time to do that.
Okay.
Your Lake Erie is on fire. Okay. They're just smashing the fish down there, which we knew that would happen with the number of fish that were there. I mean, I'm hearing guys being, charter captains being done, hour and 15 minutes for 6-7 people, on a boat. So it's one of those fish, seasons that it's just, crazy insane. So if you're going to ever want, some of the fishing of the lifetime, you might want to get that in before, who knows when that can change. And so hopefully that, you're going to want to do that for the next few weeks too as well. So
that's walleye,
usually around
right?
the fourth. Then it gets a little tougher after the fourth, but because they move out of the area. So, but they're not even having to. I'm hearing they're not even having to go out of Bull's Harbor a quarter mile.
Gotcha.
I mean that's crazy.
Is that walleye or is that perch?
Walleye
right now. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome. All right.
So you got that for sure. Bass season's open, so the tournaments this week, are. First, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night tournaments are all on, and then of course you'll have bigger tournaments on the weekend. So those are all started this week. You'll see a lot more boat activity in the evenings from those type of guys. Say bluegill, crappie going to disappear a little bit. They're going to kind of, but you can still find them if you catch them on the drop offs.
Okay,
they'll be out there on the edges yet, and then you'll have to go on to. Go out back out to the deeper waters for them.
All right. And, of course, you get that big one. Make sure that you post it on
absolutely.
The Fish Pick Friday.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and then the carp are running. So guys are spearing and are catching and bow and arrow, bow fishing carp right now. So you got another probably about a week of that, and then that'll be over. But the big carp run is on, so we get to see a lot of them coming through here over the last few days. Some unique ones, some guys are seeing some unique fish that shouldn't be found. Some invasives that, at least they're taking them out. So
okay, yeah. Yeah, Jen and I took the kayaks out on Monday, and we were paddling through the shallow areas, and that it's just like carps are everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yep.
And as soon as they see you, they dart off and they leave that trail of sand. It's really cool. If you haven't been out kayaking the shallows, it's really cool to check out.
Yep. And it's fun if you know how to catch them. I mean, if you're a carp aficionado, catching 20-pound fish on lightweight gears is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Tom. Hey, thank you so much for the time here today, Tom. We're looking forward to checking
guys.
In next week, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Mark.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.